ripe ones, ones risen, and ones come off the tree, or the ones that have fallen off and picked them up off the ground.
Now, if you went to the store you bought to get lettuce, you might buy a couple head of lettuce. When you say you put up a passel or something, you know what that would mean? Like, we raised a passel of corn this year?
That'll use quite a bit.
What does that mean?
No, well, it's just the, a pretty good quantity or something like that, you know.
That was a...
A passel.
Yeah. You just use that usually when you were kidding, right?
Mm-hmm, yeah. In other words, say a lot of corn or a lot of apples or a lot of whatever, it's just a passel.
Yeah. Now, the kind of a large fruit that would grow in, you might make a jack-o'-lantern out of it at Christmas.
Pumpkin?
Yeah.
Yeah, I eat some of those things candied. When I was a kid, I just don't like smell one now.
Y'all candy? Yeah.
Papa would raise them around the barn lots and one thing or another, you know, if you buy. Cushals, I like cushals.
Okay. What are they? Yellow crookneck vegetable.
Well, we have a squash, yellow crookneck squash. Then they have the crookneck cushals. They're.
Did you ever let squash dry?
Well, we've let them dry and save the seed. And used to all the time years ago. I don't know. Do it some years. Once in a while I'll save something. But they talk about that okra they were putting gumbo.
Melons you raised?
I think I ever planted a watermelon.
Yeah. Or you know about?
I never have very much luck with watermelons. Somebody, some boy, colored man up here in Charlie, he gets my tractor and dish up some land, rolls it up and doodles around. He give me 3-4 watermelons. Well, that about take care of us in watermelon. That okra I was telling you about, put it up a whole pod about that long. Well, I used to, I keep it cooked all the time, every day. I eat pod about that long, dress it up, put it in pot and boil it, you know, kind of boil it down low and with a piece of meat of some kind in it, bacon or something. I could just live off of it, mind you.
Any other kind of little melons?
Mushmelons, quill melons. I used to raise them around quite a bit, but I never was. Papa never was a watermelon raiser, and he didn't plant them. Papa, he had much work as he could do to raise the staple things, you know. See, watermelon wasn't a staple good, you know. That was
those type things that would come up in a field after a rain, kind of in a damp place or on a tree, on an old rotten tree trunk.
Well, mushroom, you mean? Well, we never did eat any come off the ground, but we'd be many.